do you or someone close to you have asthma? While asthma can't be cured for most people, it can be well controlled. Managing asthma means taking control of your health so you can live an active and full life. Here today to talk about asthma and how to manage it is Raelle Rivers from Asthma WA. Raelle is the respiratory health educator and coordinator at Asthma WA. Hello, Raelle. Welcome to the mag.
Hi, Terry. Thank you.
No worries. Now let's kick off. What is asthma and how do you know if you've got it?
Sure. So asthma is a condition in the airways where your airways become tight and they swell and it makes it hard to breathe in and out and to get air out as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite common. So 1 in 9 people in Australia have asthma.
Yeah.
And you sort of know when you've got it when you might, start coughing at night and you have those symptoms where you just are always coughing or you get a wheeze and shortness of breath.
Yeah, and what's the difference between allergies and asthma?
All right, so allergies and asthma. So allergies can cause asthma. So asthma can be sort of a result of allergies, but not all the time. So it's sort of similar in the airways where they swell and they get inflamed like you do in different allergy reactions as well.
Yeah, and can it be, this is just a personal question, can it be just periodical, because I think I had it when I was younger and then it kind of went and now I don't have it anymore as such. Is that a thing?
Yeah, sure. So asthma can flare up at different times of the year more for people, but we do say that once you've been diagnosed with asthma, so if you've had it as a child, then you actually don't outgrow it.
Okay.
But your symptoms can be dormant for quite a long time. So for me, I had asthma as a teenager and then I had no symptoms for 20 years and then came back sort of a couple of years ago.
Yeah, interesting. So it follows you. what are some of the things that can trigger asthma symptoms?
So there's lots of triggers and it's different for each person. So viruses and cold weather, dust and your pollens and hay fever type of things and certain chemicals around the house.
This time of year, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. That's right. So, if you suffer from hay fever and that triggers your asthma, it's a good idea to sort of try and get control of both.
Yeah, and why is it so important to know what your asthma triggers are?
To try and avoid them so that you're not causing an asthma flare-up or, severe asthma episode as well.
Yeah, now I want to chat about smoking cigarettes. That's obviously not good for asthma. What about e-cigarettes or vaping? That's kind of the new thing.
Yeah, look, there hasn't been enough research done at the moment for us to really say that they're better for you. But you're inhaling things into your airway, so I would be very cautious.
Probably, yeah, not the best to be doing. Is it ever okay to use a friend's puffer, even if you're not asthmatic? For example, if you're feeling wheezy or suffering from hay fever?
It's better to get a diagnosis before you start using Ventolins, which are your relievers. Definitely not okay to use someone else's preventer medication.
Yeah.
Obviously, we need proper diagnosis.
Can only imagine. And is each puffer different? Like, is there different stuff in each? Is it different for each individual person?
That's right. Yeah. So asthma management is really tailored to suit you and what works for you. So there are some medications that are the same and others that have slightly different medicines in them. So it just depends on how your body reacts to those medicines, if they're effective.
Yeah, and studies have found many people with asthma don't use their inhaler correctly. That's a bit of a worry. How important is correct use of asthma medication?
It's really important. So a lot of ED presentations are there because people do not have good technique. So, for instance, everyone's seen a blue Ventolin or an asthma or a reliever, and whether you're adult or child, you should still be using a spacer when you're using it. So a lot of people think they're an adult, they don't need a spacer, but you actually do need it. And you'll get a lot more of the medication into your airways instead of straight into the back of your throat then.
Yeah, and in some instances, an asthma attack can be life-threatening. Tell me more about that.
Absolutely. So, it really takes about 3 minutes for the airways to completely close, so you don't have a lot of time.
Right.
And it's really important just to get onto it straight away. So if you can feel a flare-up coming along, try and sort of get into action then.
Yeah, and how do you know if it's an emergency, if someone around you is having an asthma attack, and what do you do?
So if it's an emergency, a good indication is if they cannot talk in a sentence without wheezing and taking good breath and coughing. And you basically do asthma first aid, so you give them some reliever, four relievers, wait 4 minutes, and then if they're still bad, another four, wait 4 minutes, and then you call an ambulance if they haven't improved.
Yeah, and then going back to what we were saying before, how common is it, like,
Yeah, it's really common, and in Australia it's 1 in 9. So that's 1 in 9 kids in the, you know, generally if you're out of school, it's 1 in 9 sort of in the population.
Yeah.
In my family it's really common. So I have asthma, and my 3 children have asthma.
Oh.
So you know, it's just part of our life is managing it.
Yeah, and the way you manage it is through the medication. And it does exercise help?
Yeah, look, we do say if asthma's well managed, then you can do whatever anyone else does. So we don't want asthma to stop somebody.
No.
So obviously I'm from Asthma WA, and if you are finding that you can't do all the activities that anyone else can do because of your asthma, come in and see us, or go to your GP and have a chat to them about it.
Yeah, and on that, what kind of work does Asthma WA do?
So Asthma WA has sort of one-on-one education sessions with people. It's free. You can just give us a call and book in. And we teach people about managing their asthma and about how to take their medications properly and what to do in an emergency.
Yeah.
And we also offer professional development education as well. So
Very cool.
Do health professionals just to make sure, because there's a lot of asthma devices out there, and just to make sure they know how people should be taking them and things like that. Yeah.
Very interesting. And is there a difference between, I guess, dealing with a young asthma patient or an older asthma? Like, is there much difference between the two?
There can be. So asthma management is really tailored to that person.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, there's some things that are the same. A lot of the education we do would probably be on their devices to make sure they understand.
Yeah.
And their management might be a little bit different. So for some people, when they're having a flare-up, they're on quite a robust management plan, and we sort of work with them to make sure they understand that.
Yes, so it really is a case-by-case kind
of thing. Yeah, that's right. And with children, it can be really hard sometimes, especially if they're young, to detect if they've got asthma and to know whether it's just a cold or whether it's asthma symptoms. So we can sort of talk to parents about that as well.
Yeah, and a bit about, can you tell me a bit more about like asthma and exercise and how they can relate and work together?
Yeah, sure. So some people with asthma do have exercise-induced asthma, and the way you manage that is you sort of will talk you through taking your reliever before you exercise, usually about 15 minutes. So for me, I take my reliever if I'm on the way to the gym. I'll make sure I take it while I'm in the car, and that way I'm all ready. And really, if we sort of manage it like that, I've had no issues before. It's always important to have your reliever on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it shouldn't really interfere if you're well managed with exercise.
Cool. And where can people find out more information about asthma?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, sure. Asthma WA website, so on our website, or give us a call as well. We're really easy to find. We're in West Perth. We also have other sort of outreach clinics around the metro area, and we also offer telehealth for rural and remote people as
That's awesome. Just a quick question on that. Like, how do you do the rural stuff? That's really interesting.
Yeah, sure. So we get a lot of referrals through from hospital ADs and from GPs in the country, and then we VC, so we book an appointment with that person and we video conference out to them. We can see them from their home, so we've had people call from the farm and you can hear the sheep in the background and things like that. Or they can do it at their local hospital, and then they set up the telehealth for us.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's really good. Thank you so much for joining us on the Mag today, Rael, and awesome to learn more about asthma because it is so common.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you so much. You're on the Mag with Terry and RTR FM 92.1. Keep it locked.